This morning's reading is taken from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, reading from verse 1 to verse 12. The Beatitudes. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up onto a mountainside and sat down. The disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of God.
Okay, there's a phrase you need to remember for the next few minutes now, and it's this. Do you remember when? Okay, do you remember when? So, first of all, do you remember when we had this last week? Who remembers this? Who remembers Reese heroically running to the shops to get Mentos for me? You remember that? I just need to say, before we go any further, thank you to everybody who's brought me Mentos this morning. This isn't all of them, this is just a few of them. Sean even brought me strawberry-flavoured ones. So I said, do they fizz more than the others? He said, I don't know, but they taste nicer. So we'll try that out in a little bit. But I did promise you that we would try it again, and Reese is going to help me. He doesn't know that yet, but... And Lucy, do you want to come as well? Now, I don't know whether... maybe I should move this away a little bit from the communion cloth. Okay, we'll put it over here. Right, Reese, how many do you think we should use?
I don't know.
How many did we use in the week, Margaret? We used three in the week as a test, and that worked pretty well, so let's go for four. Right, there we go. So two each... Okay, if you can't see and you want to see, you want to get down the front here so you can see a bit better. I wouldn't get too close. So, but we've got a formula. Actually, before we have the camera, we've got a formula. There we go. So that was the formula you remember that we had, yeah? And what we're going to do is we're going to do something called nucleation. We're going to release the carbon dioxide that's dissolved in the liquid and let it all go at once. Now, seriously, I would sit back a little bit. Because we did try this in the week. So, Lucy, if you want to come around this side. So you've got to drop yours in very quickly, and then your dad straight away after you. Okay, you've got three, have you? Oh, gosh. Right, all get close. Now, hang on, don't drop them in yet. Don't drop them. Right. I'm going over here. Okay, get close. No, you go last. You go last. Right, get them close, get them hovering over there. Look, go. That's how it's supposed to work. Who's got covers? So, do you remember? Thank you, Rick. Thank you. Have we got... Claire, run out to get some paper towels. Okay. But do you remember when we did that last week? Yeah. But do you remember what it was about? Who remembers what it was about? You remember the illustration, but do you remember what it was about? Okay, let's have the other formula. What's DJ? Disciples of Jesus. What's F? Faith. What's HS? And what does it make? It makes the church. When you mix disciples and faith and the Holy Spirit, you end up with a spirit-filled church where there's lots of fizz and lots of energy, no, and lots of things happen. Okay, so that, do you remember that? Okay, let's try another do you remember. Who wants to help me? Joe, come and help me. Who remembers something like this? I want you to put your hand in there and pull out what you find. Who remembers this? Hold them up so everyone can see what they are. Who remembers this? Yeah? Right, let's help you get them on. All right, here you go. Go on, put in. That's a leg, is it? Hang on. Oh, that's the way. There we go. There we go. Oh, so who remembers that talk with the dirty pants? There we go. You remember? And you remember that? You remember the dirty pants? But who remembers what it was about? See, it was from the story of Jeremiah, where God says to Jeremiah, "Jeremiah, I want you to go and buy a new pair of pants. And I want you to put them on, and I want you to wear them all week. But don't wash them, don't let water touch them, don't clean them at all. Just wear them all week." And so Jeremiah goes, and he buys a pair of pants, and he puts them on, and he wears them all week. And when he's finished wearing them at the end of the week, God says, "Now don't wash them, but go and bury them in the garden." And then a little while later, he says, "Now go and dig them up and put them on." And Jeremiah says, "I can't do that, they're ruined." And God says, "You know what? That's what Israel is like. It's been ruined. Because it's not done the right thing." And so we ended up with the dirty pants. And you remembered the dirty pants, but maybe you didn't remember what it was all about. We were talking about how God reveals things one stage at a time. So Jeremiah had to go and buy the pants, then he had to put them on, then he had to wear them, then he had to take them off. And at no time did God tell him the whole story. He had to just be faithful in doing each step at a time. And so we have the dirty pants. Have you got a photo? You take it? Okay. Thank you. You can pop those off now if you want. Or do you want to keep them on for the rest of the service? Thank you. And again, I just want to say thank you to Norma for lending us her pants. Okay. Who remembers? Right, let's drag something. Now then, really, I need you to step back a long way now. Who remembers this? Who remembers my golf clubs? Yeah, you remember that? You remember that, Marina? Do you remember Pete? Do you know why you remember? It was your first service. It wasn't even here, was it? I did it somewhere else first. I brought these. You remember, Jane. Welcome back, Jane and Mike. Isn't it good to have them back? Welcome. Do greet them. Gwyneth, do you remember? You don't remember? It was, you were 66 years old when I did this. That's how long ago it was. It was all that. It was over, okay, maybe too far. Over 15 years ago I did this. And what I did was I bought my golf clubs and I bought some golf balls. Oh, that sounds quite hard, doesn't it? Oh, well, never mind. And what I did was, are you okay up there? Who remembers now? Yeah. Right. Yeah, I really wouldn't say that. Right. There we go, right. Who thinks I can't do it again? Sean, I'm aiming at you this time. Not bad. So who remembers the golf clubs? But who remembers what it was about? Anybody? Well, what it was about, Claire does, because she's heard it dozens of times. But what I talked about was how if you tried to play a game of golf with just one club, how bad your game would be. Because actually you need the whole set to play a good round. You need the big clubs when you're hitting the ball a long way. you need the little clubs when they're only going a short distance, and you need the putter to get them right in the hole at the end. And I talked about how if you don't have the whole set of clubs, if you lose one or if you break one, how your game is affected. And then I spoke about how the church needs all sorts of different people. It needs old people and young people and people who've got university doctorates and people who've gone straight to work from school, and it needs black people and it needs white people and it needs children. It needs everybody, and that together we make up the church. And as soon as some is missing, it's not quite what it should be. So there's three things. Do you remember the Coca-Cola? Do you remember the dirty pants? Do you remember the golf clubs? That phrase, remember, was something that Jesus said that was really important right at the end of his ministry on earth. On the night that he was betrayed, he took some bread, and I'm going to look for Angela now and say there's no bread on the table. Oh, it's under the cloth. Oh, that's fine. Panic. He took some bread and he said, eat this bread, break it, and remember me. And then he took some wine and he poured it out and he gave it to them. He said, drink this, everybody, and remember me. Remember my body, which is broken and is going to go onto the cross. Remember my blood, which is going to be poured out for you. Remember that I'm doing this because I love you. Remember I'm doing this because I want to rescue you. Remember I'm doing this so that you can be mine. See, we remember the Coke bottle, but we might not have remembered why we had the Coke bottle. We remembered the dirty pants, but we might not have remembered why we had the dirty pants. Remembered the golf clubs, but not why we had them. And for sometimes, we can come to church every week and we can take the bread and we can take the wine and we can forget what it's about, which is about a cross and about Jesus and about him dying for us and about him pouring out his blood and his body broken. And so today, as we come as a whole family together to share communion, I want us to remember, not just remember the bread and the wine, but remember the reason for the bread and the wine as well. All of us are going to share together in one loaf and in one cup. And as we do that, we remember that God loved the world so much that he sent his son to die, that whoever believes in him and trusts in him can have eternal life. Amen. Let's finish with a prayer. May now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be with you and those you love this day and evermore. Amen. We close with the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.